gentlemen.
Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech athletics. It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Here's your host, Dirk Hemgoff.
All right, Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93 WKMJ. Wes Fromm in our studio on this Tuesday morning. Lots to talk about today. We've got football. We've got volleyball. We've got, lots to talk. Soccer had a big weekend because it was their final home weekend. And, of course, Joe Hagemiller and the cross-country teams did a wonderful job in hosting the Gliacs this past weekend.
Yeah, it was a busy home weekend and, a lot of stuff going on, especially Saturday with the Gliac cross-country championships. And got pretty good reviews from that, from other teams. Obviously, it was a tough course, and everybody knew that. And it was kind of compounded with a little bit of wind. I think that the closing a quarter mile was dead into that wind on Saturday. So it was kind of fun. I had a chance to watch some of the video stream. We did a video stream for it. And watching the athletes kind of die as they got across the line. It was a challenging course, but a good time. Our men finished sixth out of 15 teams. The women were 12th out of 16, and a pretty good weekend. I know the Coach Hagemiller was pleased with the guys' performance there. And then, of course, we moved over to football at Sherman Field, a big game there, and it looked like the Huskies had it in hand and then just couldn't quite slow down the Bulldogs in that second half. We'll talk to Coach Curley here in a little bit. A tough one to take, but we got one maybe we shouldn't have had the week before, so maybe they evened out there, and it doesn't get any easier with Saginaw Valley coming in here to Sherman Field this week. And we still got two of your last three games at home, so that's exciting for the football team. And then, of course, hockey, Dirk, big home win against Northern Michigan on Saturday night.
Yeah, it was, and what an atmosphere at the games this weekend. I mean, everything, even watching that stream of the cross country, you know, while I was at the football field watching that, it was just so cool because we don't get a chance to see that very often.
We don't, and Coach Hagemiller at our Huskies Night Out event said that it was probably the biggest cross country event ever at the trails, which is pretty cool with having 16 conference teams there and the number of athletes that were there. So it was exciting, and the soccer team had a good weekend as well. They lost, I think, their first home match, maybe their second home match of the year. But Grand Valley State, number one team in the country, they played toe-to-toe with Grand Valley State. Scored the first goal by anybody this season on Grand Valley in that second half. Almost had the game-tying goal just a few minutes later and ended up losing 2-1. But they bounced back nicely on Sunday and got a big win over Ferris State. And I think if they haven't clinched it, they're really close to clinching a home GLIAC tournament quarterfinal game week after this. Probably a week from today or a week from tomorrow. We're still working out the details on that.
Very good. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more Drive Time. It's right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.